In this bulletin, the Department of Home Affairs accepts a recommendation to appoint an information champion to oversee freedom of information requests. The European Union introduces measures to control the exports of coronavirus vaccines made in the bloc. And in sport, strange scenes in Adelaide as Novak Djokovic pulls out of an exhibition game, then shows up mid-match to compete. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. An investigation has found the Home Affairs Department is failing to meet its legal obligations to process Freedom of Information cases within 30 days. The Office of the Australian Information Commissioner launched the investigation in October 2019 after receiving a number of complaints. Over the past four financial years, more than 50% of FOI requests to Home Affairs for non-personal information were processed outside of the 30-day period. The Office of the Australian Information Commissioner found there were inadequate processes for escalating requests and finalising decisions, and the department was using non-FOI staff without the proper training to work on some requests. The Department of Home Affairs says it accepts the recommendations of the report and will implement all four recommendations, including the appointment of an information champion. The European Union insists new measures to control the export of coronavirus vaccines made in the bloc is not an export ban. Under the new rule, vaccine firms will have to seek permission before supplying doses beyond the EU. The EU member states will be able to vet those export applications. It comes amid a dispute with vaccine manufacturer AstraZeneca, who says there'll be a 60% shortfall in vaccine deliveries in the first quarter of 2021. European Commission Vice President Valdis Dombrovskis says the measure is about transparency.
This regulation concerns the transparency and export of COVID-19 vaccines. The protection and safety of our citizens is a priority. And the challenges we now face left us with no other choice but to act. Vaccines are key to the recovery and to bringing the pandemic under control. And delivering these vaccines to our citizens is the most critical task right now.
Australia is reviewing its suspension of the one-way travel bubble with New Zealand, with a decision expected as early as this afternoon. It comes as New Zealand authorities claim a woman in mandatory hotel quarantine and a man working there were found engaging inappropriately. The relations began with the pair sharing notes, including one written on the back of a face mask. The woman ordered a bottle of wine, which the man delivered to her room. When he didn't return 20 minutes later, a security manager sent to investigate found the pair together in what officials say was an inappropriate encounter, where physical distancing wasn't maintained. COVID-19 Response Minister Chris Hipkins says the incident earlier this month highlights a human weak point in the country's virus elimination system.
At the end of the day, we ask, we're dealing with human beings. We ask everybody to adhere to the standards that we put in place. I cannot control the actions of every individual, but we absolutely make clear what the rules are, and where people breach the rules, there are consequences.
The Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation has been named winner of the 2020 Olof Palme Prize. Last year, the movement experienced a major breakthrough in the United States and internationally as it reacted to several highly publicised cases of police brutality, including the death of George Floyd. The prize, worth $130,000, was created in 1987 in memory of the late Swedish Prime Minister Olof Palme, who was slain in 1986. And in sport, in front of 4,000 fans in Adelaide, the professional tennis season officially began for the year. The first balls of the Australian summer were hit by some of the game's top players, and despite unprecedented times, some familiarity ensued, with Rafael Nadal, Simona Halep, Serena Williams and Novak Djokovic all winners. If Novak Djokovic thought 14 days of hotel quarantine was strange, his first day out was bizarre. The world number one withdrew 30 minutes before an exhibition match due to blister injuries, then showed up to play after the first set.
I know it's a difficult time, you know, for the entire planet, and everybody's, you know, suffering, and I'm just grateful that in front of all the players that we have an opportunity to be here. Wasn't easy, obviously, you know, 14 days. They constrained the room, and you know, a few hours to train, but in the end of the day, it was worth it.
And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny 35. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 26. Melbourne, early shower or 2, 21. Hobart, much the same, 25. Canberra, shower or 2, 27. Wollongong, showers, also 27. Sydney, similar conditions, 29. Newcastle, possible shower, 30. Brisbane, also a shower, 31. A possible shower for Cairns, 32. And Darwin, rain and a possible storm, 30. This is SBS News.